Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 Who are you? What is your identity? Over the next 3 weeks, as I shared in the beginning of our service, we're going to take a look at what three gifts were of the Reformation that impact us today. I pray that this impacts you today. Sola Scriptura, by Scripture alone, sola fide, by faith alone, sola gratia, by grace alone. Today we're going to focus in on Scripture alone, God's Word. You know, prior to the Lutheran Reformation in the 1520s, the language that the Scriptures were shared in formal church settings was Latin. There's one little challenge with that. Most of the people didn't understand Latin. It's kind of a little bit of a teensy weensy little problem, don't you think? And so people had a high regard for the church. They would show up. They had customs and traditions. They would dress up and look nice for church and when put on their Sunday best. That was common. But they actually didn't know any of the stories of the Bible. Didn't know stories like Joshua and the Battle of Jericho. Didn't know anything about Jonah and the Ninevites. Didn't really know much about Jesus and the feeding of the 5,000 and the loaves of fish. This is the church pre-16th century. Now, what was helpful were the stained glass windows. They weren't just colored. They actually told stories. People actually understood the stories because of the stained glass windows. Isn't that amazing? Not audibly, by what they heard. Now, the most challenging part about this in the 15th, 14th, 15th century church is that people in general didn't know their identity. They didn't know God's opinion of them, in other words. They didn't have the Scriptures. How could they? They didn't know the stories. They didn't know how God spoke directly to them. And that's when Martin Luther came. Martin Luther went to work. Did you know in 1516, Luther went into disguise, dressed very differently than who he was, and he hid in the Wartburg Castle outside the city of Eisenach, and he worked through a summer, and his sole job for 11 weeks was to translate the entire New Testament into the vernacular language of German, the common language of the people. It was the first time, this is shocking, this is the first time this had ever been done. Wow! Martin Luther did that in 1516. The interesting thing with Luther is that his rendition, it was called the September Testament. He finished it in September of, I think it was 1516. If any of my history professors are out there, it might be off a year. But he finished the Testament in September, I do know that. And it was a bestseller immediately. Do you realize that within 2 months there were 2,000 copies sold? Within 10 years, 200,000 copies of Luther's New Testament was sold throughout Europe. That was a big deal. And for the very first time, people were able to hear stories about Joshua and the Battle of Jericho and hear about what God thought about them. And knowing what their identity was, then they could actually live with purpose. That's my suggestion here this morning, is the sola scriptura is really about, I know who I am. I know what my identity is. So that's the background of the Reformation. Now, let's move forward to the year 2024 where we live. You would think that with all the translations and all the accessibility of the scriptures, we have it, that we would really know our identity and who we are. Just let's pause for a moment and realize how accessible the scriptures are in our daily life. We can access the scriptures in all sorts of formats and all sorts of languages. Think about this fact. As early as next year, 2025, in the history of the world, next year could be the first year in which every language on earth has been translated into the scriptures. Isn't that, that's phenomenal. That's access. Never before has that ever been done. Tribes, distant lands. You know, the scriptures are on our phones, aren't they? Isn't it amazing? How many of you, this is just an interesting thought, how many of you access the scripture on your phones? Is that your choice? We can hear it, read it, we can study it right there on our phones. It's a wonderful tool to use. They say that in 90% of American households exists a Bible. And the average, how many Bibles do you think is in the average American household? How many would say five? Yeah, four or five in every household. Yet the research shows, even though we have access to the Bible, the research shows time and time again, are we accessing the scriptures, reading them? The research shows that we are not. With those who worship, for example, the research shows that actually just a quarter of people that worship access the Bible through their regular weekly movements. Beyond that, the research shows that if anyone is listening to the scriptures, it's probably by someone else who's reading it to them, not on their own volition, not on their own movement to read the scriptures. So, boy, here's the challenge. We have all the access in the world, yet we're kind of like the way the church was right before the Reformation when Luther came. Isn't that wild?